Chapter 3 Tricks of the Trade. Come on, Trixie called out to her reluctant assistant. She looked over her shoulder, brimming with enthusiasm. Trixie couldn't wait to get started setting everything up for the magic show tonight. So what if there'd been a silly accident? The greatest and most powerful unicorn in all of Equestria wasn't going to let a tiny little thing like a torn dress derail her, even if it was for a pop star. Sapphire Shores. Sapphire S'mores. It's not like any pony had been hurt, other than Trixie herself. One little sore hoof was no big deal. Rarity would come around again to the idea of sewing her a new cloak eventually. The most important aspect wasn't the costume anyway. It was the daring magic. All Trixie needed was her best friend on board to help out. Hurry up, Starlight! Are you sure about this? Starlight trotted 2 paces behind Trixie. It was as if she wanted to give her friend enough space to change her mind. Not that she would. Once Trixie set her mind to something, she would not let the matter drop. I'm positive, she declared. The only way for me to perfect the trick I intend to do in front of the Starmane Society elders is to practice it in front of a live audience. Her eyes lit up as they rounded the corner and her traveling wagon of tricks came into sight. And you're going to be my assistant, right? Of course, Starlight nodded. She clearly still felt guilty about the last time Trixie had tried to put on a show in Ponyville. Starlight had agreed to help Trixie with her feat, the Moonshot Manticore Mouth Dive. In the stunt, originated by the great Hoofdini, Trixie was all set to launch herself from a cannon into the mouth of a hungry manticore before reappearing unharmed inside a magic box. But Twilight's dinner party with Princess Celestia had gotten in the way of things, and Starlight Glimmer had almost let down one of the only ponies she was truly able to call her friend. Trixie had forgiven Starlight, but the memory still stung a little. So what did you decide on for your grand trick? She asked as she followed Trixie up the steps of her wagon and inside her traveling abode. The place was littered with scrolls of parchment, costume pieces, and empty applesauce packets. It's the Tears of the Dragon, she spun around, her cloak knocking a purple top hat onto the floor. A confused bunny hopped out. Trixie's violet eyes sparkled deviously. The clever and inventive Trixie came up with it herself this morning after breakfast. It is sure to deliver the equal amounts of shock and awe necessary to catch the discerning eyes of the highest-ranking Starmane Society ponies. She changed her tone to a more matter-of-fact one. Besides, each applicant won't even be considered for membership unless he or she comes up with a brand new, never-before-attempted daring feat of magical trickery. See? I told you that taking a walk around Ponyville would inspire you, Starlight replied. She brushed some colored scarves off the sofa and took a seat. So, how does it work? Trixie unfurled a giant scroll with a complex series of drawings on it. Starlight followed the progression of the images in disbelief. The last frame was filled with arrows and feathers, surrounded by hundreds of fiery raindrops. A massive, angry dragon sat in the center. The scribbled likeness of Trixie stood on top of him, hooves held out in triumph. Whoa! Starlight Glimmer pulled a face. Am I reading this correctly? She pointed her hoof at the fire-breathing dragon. You're going to tickle a dragon with a feather so much that it cries dragon funny tears, the hottest known substance to pony kind, then perform a dance routine while they rain down on you, culminating in your disappearance into thin air before you will then reappear on top of the dragon to put the very feather you tickled it with in your performance hat? Starlight's eyes were as large as saucers. Precisely, Trixie smirked. Good thing Trixie knows what she's doing. She began to trot around, gathering various items into a saddlebag. Oh, good, my dragon whistle! She picked up the prop, shined it on her starry cloak, and tossed it in. Now where did I put those feathers? Trixie rifled around in her mess, but had little luck. Finally, she picked up a pillow and tore it open. It exploded, and feathers rained down on every surface. You don't have to do this, you know. Starlight put her hoof on Trixie's shoulder. I wouldn't want anything to happen to you. Trixie spit out a mouthful of feathers and laughed. I'm touched by your concern, but give me a break, Starlight. I'm great and powerful. Everything is going to go exactly as I want it to.